Hurricane Hutch's Top 10 Ships of the Clyde, written by Captain Robin L. Hutchison, as told to R.D. Dijkstra, narrated by Bill Patterson, published by Bell Media Scotland. Foreword by CalMac historian Ian McCrory. This book is different from all the many others on Clyde steamers. Most of those have been written by historians and steamer enthusiasts, but the author, Captain Robin Hutchison, is a retired master mariner. Although very much an enthusiast himself, he speaks from the perspective of one who served on the Clyde steamers. Robin was one of the most prominent of the post-war masters who served both on the traditional excursion steamers and the modern car ferries dating from 1954. He was in post when the Caledonian Steam Packet Company joined with David McBrain Limited to become Caledonian McBrain Limited. More important is the fact that Robin is an excellent storyteller, with an eye for detail and a well-developed and gentle wit. The book contains many historical facts, but they are told in a very unstuffy way and are laced with humour. What is important to Robin is life on board, and to that end, he tells how the officers and crews functioned on the different ships, in winter as well as in summer, and in heavy weather as well as calm seas. It is no accident that Captain Hutchison was known as Hurricane Hutch. Ian McCrory, CalMac historian. Introduction. In this book, I've tried to give you my own personal take on a slowly fading era on the Clyde. When I first started work on the steamers, it was in the late 50s, and the Caledonian Steam Packet Company ships were still an integral part of life for the dozens of coastal communities that hugged the Clyde estuary. The boats were built to cater for a range of needs. In peak season, a crowded boat could have upwards of 1,000 passengers on board. There were passengers commuting to and from the thriving industrial towns, there were people using the boats to reach their holiday destinations, and those simply seeking a great day out. People sometimes fail to appreciate just how wide a social mix used our services. The well-to-do and the not-so-well-to-do all enjoyed using the boats, and the ships therefore provided a mix of comfort, speed, and affordability. The boats ranged from the well-loved paddlers to the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?